What if everything you think is real? The chair you're sitting on, the device you're reading this on, even your own body, is actually a sophisticated virtual reality created within a larger consciousness system. This isn't science fiction, but the core premise of Thomas Campbell's groundbreaking work. As a physicist who spent decades conducting classified research while simultaneously exploring consciousness through advanced meditation techniques, Campbell offers a unique perspective that bridges science and spirituality. His theory proposes that consciousness isn't produced by the brain, rather, our physical reality is generated by consciousness itself. This paradigm shift explains phenomena that conventional physics struggles with, from quantum mechanics' strange behaviors to subjective experiences like intuition and psychic phenomena. Campbell's journey began when he learned meditation while pursuing graduate physics studies. Initially skeptical, he documented tangible benefits, enhanced mathematical problem solving, improved pattern recognition, and increased focus during complex laboratory work. These experiences challenged his materialist worldview when they produced consistent results unexplainable by conventional physics. His breakthrough came when partnering with electrical engineer Dennis Menarik at the Monroe Institute. Together, they developed audio technology using binaural beats, specific sound patterns that reliably induce altered states of consciousness. Their test subjects demonstrated remarkable abilities, accurately describing distant locations they'd never visited and showing statistically significant success in telepathic communication. What distinguishes Campbell's approach is his scientific rigor while exploring phenomena many scientists dismiss. We're all trapped in cultural belief systems so fundamental, we don't recognize them as beliefs. They simply appear as the way things are. The most limiting Western belief is that only physical matter is real and consciousness merely emerges from brain activity. This materialistic view creates an unsolvable paradox. If everything requires a physical cause, what caused the first physical thing? Science struggles to explain existence's origin because it applies system-specific causality to something outside the system. Campbell notes, beginnings necessarily appear mystical from within a given causal system because those beginnings lie beyond the reach of its own causal logic. At its foundation, consciousness operates through binary distinctions, the simplest form of information processing. Like computers using binary code, primordial consciousness, absolute unbounded oneness, evolved by creating simple binary states within itself. This digital consciousness system developed specialized computational functions Campbell calls the big computer, not a physical device, but a description of how consciousness organizes information. It created virtual reality dimensions with specific rule sets, including our physical universe, as laboratories for consciousness evolution. Our reality functions like a sophisticated video game where complex rules create immersive experiences as information patterns. Space-time emerges from fundamental digital processes. Time is fundamental, while space derives from a constant velocity for information propagation, explaining why light speed is our universal limit. When you touch something solid, what's really happening? According to Campbell, your consciousness is receiving information that creates the experience of solidity, not interacting with fundamentally solid matter. What must be manufactured isn't solid objects, but merely our experience of them, Campbell explains. Without physical experience, there is no physical world in our perception. This doesn't mean physical reality isn't real or purposeful. On the contrary, it serves as an exceptionally clever evolutionary design, a consciousness training system that accelerates growth through immediate feedback and personal responsibility. Consider how differently we experience video games versus real life. In games, we can ignore consequences, restart levels, and generally avoid meaningful growth. Similarly, in non-physical reality, beings can simply turn off unpleasant interactions. Physical reality solves this problem by enforcing immediate accountability that clearly links intentions with consequences. Have you noticed how your most significant growth often comes from your most challenging experiences? This is no accident. It's built into the system's design. If physical reality is just a virtual experience within a larger consciousness system, why can't we easily manipulate it with our minds? Why don't paranormal abilities work reliably under scientific scrutiny? Campbell's answer is the psi uncertainty principle. Paranormal phenomena remain clouded with just enough uncertainty to maintain system integrity. This isn't punishment, but a designed feature providing optimal opportunities for consciousness evolution. You cannot build external bridges between physical matter reality and non-physical matter reality, Campbell explains. You are the bridge. As individuated consciousness units experiencing physical reality, we can access psi effects only within the limits of our consciousness quality and the system's design parameters. Scientific protocols demanding complete certainty actually interfere with the psi effects being studied. Have you ever noticed how some experiences seem to dissolve when examined too analytically? The same principle applies to paranormal phenomena. They operate at the boundary between physical and non-physical reality, requiring a different approach to investigation. Campbell's model elegantly resolves the ancient tension between free will and determinism. The larger consciousness system calculates all significant possible futures based on current conditions, creating probable reality surfaces representing everything that might happen and their associated probabilities. This explains how reliable future predictions can coexist with individual free will. From the physical perspective, accessing this database of probable future events might appear to support predestination, but free will remains essential for converting probable events into actual ones. These probable realities aren't just abstract calculations, they exist as complete virtual states within the system's memory. Anyone with sufficient consciousness development can access this information through what Campbell calls the reality wide web, a consciousness network connecting all beings. Have you ever had a strong intuition about a future event that later happened? According to Campbell, you were likely accessing this probability database, not seeing a predetermined future, but a highly probable one. Campbell reframes spiritual concepts in scientific terms without diminishing their significance. Love isn't just an emotion, but the technical expression of low entropy consciousness, a state achieved when distorting influences of ego, fear, and attachment are systematically reduced. Love is what remains after ego's wants and needs are removed. It's the natural expression of low entropy consciousness that grows in fear's absence, Campbell explains. This perspective suggests that love isn't something we need to create. It's our default state when we remove the noise and distortion of ego-based thinking. The practical path forward involves regular meditation, honest self-assessment, and making choices that reduce fear and ego while increasing love and understanding. Progress must be judged by results, increased capacity for love, humility, and compassion, with decreased ego, fear, and material attachments. We're not trapped in physical reality, but attending a learning laboratory designed for our evolution. We exist as individuated consciousness with free will, exploring unique configurations that contribute to the growth of the larger system. Our significance comes not from physical accomplishments, but from the consciousness quality we develop through our choices. What if the most important journey isn't to distant stars, but to the depths of your own awareness? The ultimate frontier isn't external space, but internal consciousness, and you already possess everything needed to begin that exploration right now.